Bird Squad. Bird we're here. Squad. That's the title of the song, people. We're not birds, okay? Get confused. But happy. We're doing this today on a different day. Usually we're here on Friday, but we got a stacked Friday. It is a Thursday today, and a great Thursday here in Miami. We just finished a conference we were at that we told you about last time. We were at the WTE Miami, which is the World Travel Expo. And your guys here at Tangi Management had our own booth for the first time at a conference. So big shout out to Alexandra, our marketing director, we're going to call her now, because she did a great job with the booth and how everything matched. And everyone was a fan of our name tags. We even had people who wanted to buy them. So great job out there. What did you think of our first conference?
It was amazing. It was amazing. And welcome everyone to Tangi Talks. It was very exciting. Today, Steve, I couldn't think of any better people like yourself and Santiago to share that first experience with. So it was a good time. The golf putting was also a pretty good success. We had
tell people, what is it? What do we do?
Yeah, we set up a little golf putt for everyone. We gave them three opportunities. Anybody makes one of the putts and they walk away with some Tangi goodies. I'd say about maybe 30, 25 people tried and one person was actually successful. So made it challenging, made it interactive, made it all part of the vibe and the feel. I was really proud of ourselves. And you missed out on one little important detail. Your award ceremony, man.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So for listeners of the other podcast that have the Hospitality Mentor has grown, and I did a challenge this summer where I visited 50 hotels in 50 days. I'm going to say 50 business days, but 50 days. And then we created an award ceremony that the WTE was nice enough and offered their main stage at this conference to give out the awards. And it was a lot of fun. We had 12 different categories. I got to have Victor and Santiago in the crowd. I think they were the only two there. No, we had a good crowd. I put out the energy. It was a lot of fun to give out the awards. And if you're interested in seeing the award categories, you can check it out at thehospitalitymentor.com. They're up there today. So a lot of fun being on stage and just interacting with the crowd and having some fun.
You did great. You did great. The only thing I wish we have done now is maybe record it, sent that over onto Airbnb and have you check out the 50 best Airbnbs or the most unique Airbnbs and pick out a couple of items that you see that are, you know, better items and do the same for vacation rental. I think there's an opportunity there. It'll be really cool.
I think
cool.
So too. So vacation rental, so Airbnb, VRBO, Hopper Homes, who else? Wimstay. If you want to sponsor this and you're going to pay for travel, maybe there's something there that we can go visit. We'll
start with South Florida.
Yeah.
We'll start with South Florida.
We'll start with 10 unique stays from some of the most unique places and why they're special from former hoteliers. So I think that could be a nice little hook.
I think so too, man. But really proud of you, man. You really, really brought the energy and I think everyone, I looked around and everyone there had a smile in their face. You know, everything kind of from start to finish, you really, really outdid yourself. It was really awesome and so cool to see and how you categorized everything, how you had nominees, you were very interactive. The crowd was screaming out who they thought the winners were. I thought it was really cool. And I think it's another talent of yours, right? I mean, I don't know. Oscars.
Who knew?
Maybe,
Oscars.
Emmys, yeah. I don't know.
A host for shows. it was fun. I enjoy doing it. Like it's something in me. I'm not nervous on stage. I think I learned early on. Maybe this is for some of you out there. If you ever get that butterflies in your stomach before you go on, I just say that's your body preparing you to do something awesome. So I always say that when I'm going on stage, and I use that energy to really kind of bring it is what I like doing.
Oh, I love it, man. And I was curiously watching you right before, so calm. You know, you're just so, you know, ready for the moment. As soon as you got onto the stage, you kicked on, and that was impressive to watch. So it was really, really cool, man. And hopefully we can do it again.
We're definitely doing it. I had so much fun that now I want to do it like big time in 2025.
There you go.
We're gonna sell some tables, get some people there. I think it'll be fun.
Absolutely. But overall, it was amazing. Yeah. So what was your takeaway? What did you get out of these 2 days that?
It's amazing to see the power of travel agents still and travel companies. Right, a lot of people don't realize that this is still a big industry, and really for like the luxury travel, because people in that luxury tier don't have the time to spend searching for their hotel and what's the best flight and where should I go. And I learned a lot from it, because I watched a lot of these travel, one particular, I forgot his name, I wish I remember, but he was been doing this for 40 years. And he's like, why do you think that you don't need us? Like, if you're going to pay $20,000 on a once in a lifetime safari trip and you don't know that the herds aren't running that day, why would you go when I could tell you when they're going to run, when's the best week and time of day and best place to sit and watch? Like, we know all this information and we could help you do those things.
That's a good point.
Right. And I was like, wow, so interesting about that, because I use it very rarely. And, right. You know, I got my travel agent license through Fora, and I thought, oh, this will be a nice side business. But I hated it because I didn't want to be organizing everything for people. And I just thought I could just like book their hotel. But these people are organizing everything from flights, missed flights, cars that are picking you up every step of the way is the true luxury. And the power of us in the short-term rental and, you know, hospitality space of travel agents. So if you can team up with somebody that has a good book of business, man, you got some good revenue coming in as long as you have some commissions to pay out. And so usually it's 10% paid out, 10 to 15, and sometimes in some of the other homes, like 20% to these travel agents if they're direct booking. So
I agree.
If you can bring business, we need to figure that out. I think we should really focus on the travel agents now that we have our new website, which we'll talk about here soon.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I've worked with travel agents in my hotel days when I was working for group sales on the golf membership side. And you could just see the benefits as a consumer of going with a travel agent. And like you mentioned, it's not easy for the travel agent. I myself, when I was doing, I recently got married and I had my bachelor trip, and I went with a travel agent, a person that I knew from before that I've worked with. And he started his own travel agency in the golf business, and he just made it so seamless. I mean, things that you don't even think about. We went to the Dominican Republic. We stayed at Casa Campo. He was able to put and set up transportation for us because Casa Campo and the airport are not necessarily very close to each other, something I didn't think of. We were a big group. It was about 10 of us. We were going to go into, you know, a hotel room in Casa Campo, several hotel rooms in Casa Campo. And, you know, he wanted to make it special for us. That's another power of a travel agent. Wanted to make it special for us and said, hey, guys, I actually have this, you know, really nice home that you guys could stay in. You guys would be close. We'll be able to share space with a pool. And he upgraded us at the same cost. So, you know, these are things, again, that if we were to do these trips by ourselves or, you know, go directly to the source, we probably wouldn't have had those perks. So I see it, you know, time and time again. I think I've been telling you that I've been watching a podcast from Daniel Tosh.
Yeah,
he's also in the podcast game. I see him a lot on YouTube. And three episodes ago, he had also a travel agent, but she's into big time luxury, like, you know, over the top luxury. She represents actually the 1% of billionaires here in the United States. And she is the person to go to. And her, you know, thing was basically, or her niche was basically being able to get those clients into places that are really, really tough to get into. So another, you know, another way and another source where a travel agent can really benefit you and help you and your family. So it's worth the cost, I feel.
I think so too, especially those big, and the other thing is that he doesn't like bucket list. He doesn't like that term anymore. He's like wish list.
Wish list.
Bucket list implies that you're going to be dying soon. These are wish lists.
It is true.
And so I didn't realize the term where it came from, bucket list, was when they would hang you, you know, as the punishment. They would put you on a bucket and they would kick the bucket out from underneath you. So that was your bucket list. Like, where do you want to go before they kick the bucket and you hang? So that's sometimes what he said on the stage.
Sometimes it's better not even to learn the history.
Yeah, so there you go, the bucket list. The other thing I thought, which I wanted, you know, we mentioned, but I want to bring up here because I think it's a really interesting stat, is single travelers. So that's like one of the biggest growing areas of demand. And we learned that 30% of the households in the United States are now registered as single people. And in the biggest city in the country, New York City, 50% of the households are single people. And now those single people are looking for experiences that they can go do on their own, which is interesting because we talked about, have you traveled places on your own before? And I have. And now cruise ships are doing that more and more. So just 5 years ago, there's only a cruise ship that had room for single people. And now there's 75 cruise ships that have rooms for single people to be in. So it's growing and growing, that market. And I think we should focus on that too. Like, one of the categories we should add to our website, because we have two that kind of match, like pool and soak, splash and soak, which we'll talk about.
Right.
We can replace one. Maybe we just do like our studios and one bedrooms and really focus on the single traveler. So
I agree.
Said no one's really promoting it to anybody out there for single
travelers. I agree. Yeah, we see single travelers all the time, and you know, more than usual, they're either, you know, business travelers kind of going on their own. So it's really interesting to see that, you know, component of it. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Less people are getting married. I don't know what that means.
It's hard to get married. It's expensive. You know, kids are expensive. Living is expensive. We're all disconnected. We're all doing Zoom. And
I agree. You know, I agree. Life, I had one trip that I did solo. I chatted with you, and it was a really cool experience, right? I mean, obviously, I would love to share with my significant other, but I had a trip to Atlanta, a 48-hour trip for a concert. And just that freedom, right? That ability to just be like, oh, you know, I just went online or I went on Instagram and I found a really cool coffee shop. I'm going to check it out. I'm by myself. I'm not on anybody else's plans or timeline. And I think that freedom, you know, I think people should have that moment, kind of get to learn a little bit about yourself when you're traveling and your likes and your curiosity. And I enjoyed it. I think it's a really good time, but I do prefer traveling with my significant other and myself as well.
You're married, yes, and you got a family. I hear you. I did it last year. I went to in July to New York on my own, but I had my friends there. So I go meet up with my friends, spend a day and a half, 2 days in New York, and then come on back. So I think more and more people are okay doing it. I've always been good with it. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to a movie by yourself, but when I worked in hotels, I had the days off. You know, our days off were Sunday and Monday. So on Monday, my wife was working. Tuesday. I'm like, what am I going to do on a Monday? And I go have a nice lunch, a glass of wine, go see a movie on my own. It was a nice little Monday there.
I love it.
So
I love
used it. To it all the time. But that's awesome. a growing area. And I think we should fish a little bit and see if we can reel in some single travelers.
So I'd say that conference was a success. We learned a lot. We met a lot of people. We saw a lot of unique, distinct countries, you know, looking to push their markets. You know, specifically, we saw a lot of Africa, Uzbekistan, Costa Rica. I know you're sharing a bunch of cool little little items that you collected from the Costa Rica booth. So that was really cool to see all of these.
Croatia, all these countries. There were so many countries there, like promoting. I'm proud to promote their country. Like, come visit us. This is what we do. And here's where you should stay. And we know this person. We had, forget, where was it? What was it, Nairobi? Or they wanted us to manage a hotel in the middle of somewhere. And we were like,
yes, I'm going to butcher the name.
Godswana?
No, we said the same thing. It was, we thought it was Rwanda. And then we came back to the booth. And it was Wong, I'm going to butcher their name, Wangduan, I think, Wangduan.
Don't even say it.
It was a beautiful, beautiful area. I sat down and they had like a 8-minute hype video of their locations, and they're big into glamping now. I was like, all right, sign me up. Like, how do I, you know, travel? I did tell them that during when we were planning our honeymoon, Africa was one of the countries that we did want to travel on was on our list. And we started researching. We saw how difficult and all the requirements, needed to travel. And I expressed that to them. And they said, you know, that's exactly, you know, the misconception that we're trying to kind of work around or inform people. And that's why we want to be here. And, you know, and just like yourself, other people think that way. And people like us, you know, travel agents like us and organizations like us, we can help you, you know, help the traveler, through all those requirements and do that, you know, front end work. You know, you had to get like a vaccine and all these other things like a visa and stuff like that. So we were just like, you know what, a little bit of work. Let's just go to another country that doesn't require all of that. And that kind of steered, you know, us away from that. But it was good to see that there is things that other people and people, you know, travel agents and people like that can help you with.
Yeah, I love it. I think it was a great conference. So congratulations to our friend Fernando Rojas from the B agency who created WTE Miami. They did a fantastic job. This was year two. and they filled out a lot of the convention center here in Miami Beach, which is very hard to do. They did a great job. So we'll be back next year. Hopefully they'll have us back. I think we did a pretty good job for them. But transition, we talked about it a little bit, and I want to talk about it, is we have our new website. We haven't officially announced it on all the socials. We're still working out some kinks, but we're going to show it here, right? Because this is now 6 months in the making for us, and just something that is really going to make us stand out. You want to tell them why we wanted to make a new website while I pull this up?
Absolutely. So originally we have, our tangymanagement.com website that is catered to owners. And obviously we want, to influence the direct booking and make, travelers that we get from different booking channels, a Tangy customer. So we also had a staywithtangy.com where you can book direct. So we had two separate, basically websites. After a lot of research, after a lot of recommendation and advice, we learned that it is actually better to merge the two. There was a really good analogy that our web developer, shout out to Ellie, shared with us. It said, as a consumer, think about it. If you have a product and you want to sell it to a storefront or a retail store, I'll use Target as an example, and you have a product and you want to market or sell your product in a Target, first thing you want to do is probably go to a Target and see how they're, presenting all of the items, how they're, what are they doing to be able to sell your product. So I think it's kind of like that, right? Consumers or owners want to see how you're going to market their property, want to see how you're going to promote their property. So having everything as a one-stop shop, I think will really help that. And then also for SEO purposes, right? We were spending ad dollars on two different websites when we can just put everything and focus on just one website and really help that channel grow and take its take a life of its own. So I'm really proud of it. Can't wait for you to show it. And I don't know if I missed anything.
Yeah, I think for us, it was really, and here it is. So if you're listening to us, you can come check it out on tangymgmt.com. And look, we invested in it because the reason was, we're a high-end travel hospitality management company, and we wanted our website to represent that. And so now we have our featured rentals right at the top, so you can book directly with us and know that you're going to be taken care of very well. You've got different ways to stay, so you can stay your way, whether you're looking for something cultural, family home, pools. We were just talking about the single travelers. I think we should add that in here as well. So we're doing a little live workshop with you as we have pool homes and splash and soak. I think we can make one for single travelers. And then we've just got all the information with us. So it's kind of a dual site. I love how it flows. And I think for all of you out there, you can stay with us now. You can get to know us. You can list with us. And then we've got destination guides. And I think this was most unique about it is when you look to book with us now, you can see all the reviews from this home live here. So you don't have to guess all right, are they doing a really good job? You can actually see that we have multiple 5-star reviews. What's going on in the hotel, in the home, our pricing, where it's located, and the actual reviews that go with this location. So I think it's just awesome. We Amazoned it, basically, the kind of vibe. So you can see little squares everywhere. We made sure, hey, people are used to shopping on Amazon. So let's make sure that our website represents that as well. And so, look, our brand new penthouse is already doing fantastic as well for the owners. A great deal. So make sure to come stay with us. But we invested in ourselves. We talk about this a lot. You can take the money and put it in your pocket, or you can start to work on your brand, really invest in it, get people to know us, and it pays off. Just like at this conference where people knew us from the brand that we're building.
Exactly. Fuel the fire. Fuel the fire.
Less and less people saying, less and less people saying tangy. More and more people saying tangy now, right? So it's paying off.
It's just informing others. But yeah, really proud of that website. You said, it took us 6 months, a lot of research, a lot of design and time taken into this website. So I'm really happy with how it came out. And now we can share with the world. Like you said, it has a lot of, little kinks that we're still working out. But I think we have, a really good bones for what we envisioned and what we want. And I think it could only get better from there. And we keep reinvesting in Tangy and fueling the fire. And I think we, have a uniqueness to us where all the branding, really kind of comes together with what we're doing. So I'm excited with all the other projects that we have going on.
I know. I'm looking at this. I'm like, all right, I could tweak this already on the big screen. But I love it. It's a big upgrade and just something proud for us. And so if you're out there, start thinking about that, because we weren't big on the direct bookings for a while because we're getting so many things from the OTAs. Right. It makes a difference, especially if you're looking to grow. I see the value in it. Our direct bookings will now start to take off once we launch this. And like Victor said, when you're pitching owners of homes, they want to see like what other homes you have, right? And now they can actually search and see like, all right, they do have quality homes. They do have good actual real life reviews, not the fake review that's like copy and pasted that people make up on their websites. So that's what I like to see. And I'm excited to put this out to the world. I think probably first week of November, we should announce it and put it out there and launch it with our email campaign that we've signed up now.
Yep.
So we've got a lot going on marketing wise. And maybe we can talk about that. So marketing, we had investment in this website. So we work with Ellie over at the Hudson Creative Studio that specializes in this. So they're very good at what they do. Our email marketing was not great. It was kind of hodgepodge. So from another conference, we're going to start working with Switchback for emails. And Switchback is a company that specializes in custom emails that link back to your website. So for guests that have stayed or for owners that you work with. So you can grow your business on both sides. And the other marketing is this, right? We're doing the conferences. We're doing the podcasts. We're doing social media posts. Like, we are doing everything that needs to happen. And it takes a lot of work, but you start seeing it pay off, especially when you have competition that is trying to come and take your business from you. You need everything you got to show them why you're the experts.
Exactly. Yeah. Well said, Steve. I mean, a lot of people behind the scenes, right? We didn't come from a marketing or a software background, so a lot of it is new to us, and we've been learning as we go. So now we have a really good team and a solid foundation for us to be continue marketing the company ourselves, what we're doing, the uniqueness of it. And it takes up a lot of hard work. But yeah, before we were collecting all this data, right? We're collecting every single guest's email, phone number. And I don't think once in a 6 month MailChimp. Exactly. So I think it's, like everything we're doing, it's time to take it to the next level. And, thankfully we're on the opportunity to be able to do that. So any viewers or any listeners, if you have submitted a form and we have your email, my apologies in advance, but you will be receiving some good marketing.
Be excited. You're going to see some cool things personalized to you.
Good. Discounts that we're going to offer, a lot of fun things we're doing, some added value services that you'll be able to see. So if you're, a past guest, a past client of ours, or a person that's viewing it, I think you'll be able to take out, a lot of good value in receiving some information about Tangy and what we got going on.
Yeah, I'm excited. So a lot of good marketing stuff, which helps us when we're doing revenue management, right? And so revenue management is something we want to talk about because we realize we're getting very good at it. And, we talk to owners that are coming to us that are getting, for listeners out there, if you're new to this, occupancy and rate is what's really the stats that matter for your home. And so occupancy is how many nights a month is your place booked? Now, some people say they want to be sold out every single month. But if you're sold out, you're too cheap, right? That means, of course, you were a good value, you sold out, and you didn't maximize on the money that you're able to get. Now, we would love to be everyone about 80% occupancy, but we're very good at getting to 70 and getting high rates. And we made a lot of changes this year to where now we're actually making way more per property than we were last year, even though the visitors are down and there's more competition. So we're doing this well, and we're doing it in multiple markets. So it's not just, oh, you're only doing it in Miami. No, we're doing it in multiple South Florida cities. We're in Georgia, we're in South Carolina, we're in North Carolina. And I'll give some tips that I've learned here going on. But, for you, what are you seeing as the difference of why you should price things correctly every day?
Yeah, you said it there. It's really trying to find the sweet spot, right? That's the whole challenge. Is where we're looking at, obviously our markets, we're looking at demand, we're looking at events, obviously all that is very basic, but we take it a step ahead and we're looking, at other hotels and we're forecasting and we're out in the future. I think, our friend Ben Wolf kind of said it, if you're not, looking out 4 or 5 months and in the summer already preparing for, you know, the winter, then you're doing it wrong. And I think, you know, that's the challenge that I think a lot of people face. But another big, big takeaway is we started seeing and noticing that, you know, having a lot of opportunity as far as different booking channels, you know, not only just relying on 2 or 3, but now we're at almost 7 booking channels that we are listing all of our properties in. And we're dabbling in, you know, midterm stay booking channels. We're dabbling in channels that, you know, cater to European market or other markets. And that's really the name of the game, is seeing our eyes on the on your property and converting these. So it's not easy. It's a challenge. Right? I just spoke yesterday with someone again in Africa that has her own properties, and this is a part that she finds challenging, and came to us for help, and we could possibly, you know, turn that into a client, into a customer, and help her out. And I really think we could. I don't know if you're ready to try to start marketing or revenue generating in Africa, but that just could data. Be something really interesting.
Yeah, look, it comes down to, I say, 3 things.
Please
take away. I like putting it in snippets here, right? So for the revenue, yes, it's a lot that you have to go into, but the 3 things to start with is 1, know your competition. So whether you're starting out or you've been doing this for a while, know who you're competing with and know that comp set. We call it the comp set. What are they doing? What do their places look like? And how are they pricing things compared to you? And there are tools out there that you can see what their occupancy rate is. So you know, like, all right, you might see that, oh, they're charging $600 a night for their place, but they're only at 10% occupancy, which means they price too high, right? Versus somebody else who's at the $400 rate and they're at 75% occupancy. They found that sweet spot. So you want to look around and see who you compete with. And homes are a little bit different than hotels because every home has a unique look and vibe. And so, like, we have some clients that come to us like, well, I see my neighbors at $800 a night. But yeah, because they invested in their property and they have great amenities and great furniture and things are new and their kitchen looks great. And yours looks like trash and you're not going to get that, right? So you need to know your competition is number one. Number two is you need to understand that there is minimum rates that you want to have and then your base rate. And so minimum rate is the bottom rate you would take. It's almost as if you were going to just break even to cover costs of your home, which you need certain times of the year. And then a rate of, we call the base rate, where you put, which is like the standard for that home, where it needs to be, the correct price. And then hopefully you're using tools that are out there. We use Beyond Pricing, but there's others out there that will help you with the demand because it'll flex that price up and down based off of these rates that they're giving you. But you have to change them often. You cannot just set it one time and forget it for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. You need to be changing it. We change it daily. We're always looking at it. We're changing things daily just to kind of, we think that it works and people say it works, that the algorithm for the booking channels like seeing rate changes consistently. So we do it. And we're doing it a lot more this year and it seems to be working. So we're doing that. And then a lot of people, you know, certain markets, the third thing is your calendar rules. So certain markets, I get it. You can't rent for less than 7 days or you can't rent for less than a month. So you have to have those calendar rules in place. But for everybody else, think about it, a hotel. They're only blocking it for New Year's usually or some like big time special events where you have to have a 2 or 3 night minimum to book a hotel. Think of yours as the same way. We put a 2 night minimum on the weekends, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll take 1-nighters all the time. And it seems to be paying off and our cancellation is flexible. So I know that scares people, but we give more flexibility. We actually get more reservations. So we're getting more reservations than we've ever got when we went to fully flexible bookings on all the sites. So those are the 3 things I got for you. Know your comp set. Number one, know how to price things with minimums and base prices. Mm-hmm. And third, understand the calendar flexibility and how that will drive business for you. So what do you think?
I think that helps. I love it. Yeah. I mean, we've been in so many conferences and one comes to mind as you're saying that, specifically in an Airbnb one we were sitting on. And the first things that came out of, you know, the person that was presenting, and it stuck with me, and it was, you know, flexibility is your best ability. Right. And that kind of stuck with me. And it just makes so much sense. And you're probably listening to this and you're like, okay, like, you know, how would I know how this would work with my properties? I don't know. I hear your suggestion, but what can I do? We grabbed five properties and we tested it out on those five properties before, you know, we launched it all to all of our properties. You know, take your five properties that are hurting, you know, are probably generating the least, and you have very little to lose, right? I mean, just test it out, try it for a month. You know, set those listings and test it out. That's what we did with the one nighters. Was we were firm believers of 3-night minimums because we don't want the two nighters that'll block out the weekend, and then the one nighters that will throw massive parties. And that hasn't been the case, right? I mean, we've had one nighters that help fill up our gap nights, which have been a huge help, and that's what has also increased our, you know, our occupancy. And then as well, as for the flexibility, we're also, you know, strict cancellation policy. What do you mean if we get a cancellation 2 days prior to check-in, we're going to lose that reservation? We're going to be, and what we've seen more and more is that there's actually more opportunities, more reservations, more inquiries, because you have that flexibility instead of, you know, having a strict cancellation policy. There's guests that are hitting that filter button and clicking on to the, you know, the flexible cancellation policy, and a lot of properties are disappearing. And if that's one of your properties, you're missing a big, big opportunity. So I love that we're talking about this and chatting about this, because it's something that I think people need to hear more and more. And I'm always advocating this to all of our owners, because they're also, you know, have that mentality as well. And you just have to coach them through and just, you know, tell them, hey, we're doing this for all of our properties. It's working. You know, trust the process, trust, you know, the professionals that have been doing this for some time, and just give it an opportunity. If it doesn't work in a month, we could always just switch it back on with a flip of a button. So
great advice. I think for everyone out there, look, it sounds a little difficult, especially if you haven't done it.
Right.
We've been at this for 6 years, right? So we know what we're doing. So if you have any questions, we're always happy to answer questions. You can always shoot us a message on the brand new website that you want to check out, or you can shoot us a message on LinkedIn. You can find us there. We're always happy to answer questions that you've got. But look, this wraps up this week's show. It flew by. You know, incredible. We're over our 30-minute mark. We went to 33 because we want to give extra value to you listeners and watchers out there.
That's it.
But as always, if you found some value in today's podcast, make sure to send it to somebody. You never know how it might help them. If you enjoyed it, make sure to subscribe. And as always, we'll see you next week, right, Victor?
Exactly.
All right, everyone. Have an awesome rest of the day.